Good morning. It's Friday the 5th. May's in the books, and on the face of it, it looks like a strong month. It wasn't.
Yeah, revenue up almost 22% year on year. If you stop reading there, you'd be thrilled.
But
we flew 12% fewer passengers to get it. The whole lift came from yield, and yield was up 38%.
38. That's the number that should make us suspicious.
Right, because here's the thing. That yield isn't pricing power. It's the fuel surcharge.
Walk me through that.
Break the yield move into its parts. The surcharge piece is worth more than the entire increase. Underlying fare, strip the surcharge out, is actually down about 170 Rand.
So we're charging more, but only because fuel forced us to.
Exactly. It's recovery, not strength. And the proof is downstream in the actuals.
Give me the contribution line.
Net contribution per seat is 151 Rand. A year ago, it was 362, down 58%.
Ouch. On revenue, that's up.
On revenue, that's up. Profit before tax came in around 44 million Rand. Last year, 255 million, down 83%.
What ate it?
Fuel. Fuel cost per passenger more than doubled, up 118%. It's now half our total cost base. Used to be a third.
So the surcharge is recovering the fuel, but not all of it.
Not all of it, and not the margin. That's the week's real lesson. The top line flatters us. The contribution line tells the truth.
Okay. Quick sanity check on the shape of May. Then I want the market.
Price-led, not volume-led. Revenue per flight up almost 25%. Load factor down close to 10 points, to 82. Fewer seats sold, each carrying more fuel-driven fare.
Load factor down 10 points is a lot.
It is. We pulled capacity a touch, but demand softened more. The planes are emptier than a year ago.
Now the market. Who's doing what?
This is the part I'd want the exco to sit with. We pulled back. Our seats are down 5% year on year. Say I went the other way, up almost 17%.
17. They're buying share.
They're buying share. Airlink up 4. We're still the biggest at just under 49%, but we gave ground and Saya took most of it.
Where does it hurt?
The Durban corridor, mainly. We've talked about it, so I won't relitigate. But SAA added roughly 9,500 seats each way. And our share there is off about 8 points.
And Seamare?
Falling out of the picture. Down 40%. That capacity is up for grabs, and right now SAA is grabbing it, not us.
Let's look forward. What does next week and the month tell us?
Carefully, because the filed schedules are noisy right now. Fuel and the whale cancellations are distorting them, so I'm reading the pattern, not the absolutes.
Caveat noted. The pattern?
June's tracking about 9 points behind where the booking curve says it should be, but it's lopsided. Leisure and international are flying. Zanzibar's 40 points ahead of the curve, Mauritius 20 ahead.
And the soft side?
Domestic feeders. George to Lanseria, Blom to Joburg, 20 points behind. The leisure travelers still spending. The domestic commuters pulled back.
What about fuel from here? You said it doubled.
And now it's falling. Jet fuel's down about 22% on the month, 11% on the week. That's relief coming.
So margins recover?
Partly. The catch is the Rand. It weakened almost 11% on the month, and we buy fuel in dollars. So some of the relief gets eaten on the way in.
And if fuel keeps falling, the surcharge has to come down with it.
That's the squeeze. The surcharge is holding the yield up. When fuel drops, we hand it back, and there's no underlying pricing strength to catch us.
Okay. Two things for the exec table. First, exactly that. If the whole yield story is fuel surcharge, what's the plan for contribution when fuel falls and the surcharge unwinds? Where does real pricing power come from?
And second, SAA added capacity all month while we pulled back. Do we defend the Durban corridor and go after the Samir gap, or let it walk and protect yield discipline?
Both worth deciding before Monday. One bright spot before we go.
Operations. On time up to almost 97%, turnaround and NPS both above target. The thing we control, we're running well. Actually, before we wrap, one thing hiding under the capacity headline. We keep saying we pulled back 5%, but that's an average. On Bloemfontein to Joburg, we more than doubled the seats. On Harare to Joburg, we doubled them. And on Cape Town to Mbombela, we added 70%. And the load factors right there are caving. Mbombela is down 27 points to 68. Bloemfontein down 17. So some of this empty seat problem isn't SAA taking share. It's us flying seats we can't fill.
So the Monday question isn't only defend Durban. It's why did we grow hardest into the softest routes? We'll take it. Have a good one.